More terrifying details are being revealed of what occurred on board a Qantas plane forced into an emergency landing in Western Australia yesterday. Many of the passengers have been heaping praise on the pilot and the crew of the Airbus that made a forced landing in Exmouth, 1,200 kilometres north of Perth. It's widely believed the aircraft suddenly lost altitude, forcing the plane to drop several thousand feet in a matter of seconds. But an inquiry is underway into the cause of the incident. More than a dozen of the 300 passengers were injured. David Webber spoke with some of those passengers.
Basically, it seemed to hit a bit of a hole and went down. We all hit the ceiling, and stuff was everywhere, all over the place. You know, it was just one of those things that happened. You know, there's not a lot we can do about it.
Were you strapped in at the time?
I personally was, yes. But there were quite a few other people were as well. But there were obviously people moving around the cabin. And those people that were moving around the cabin hit the ceiling and hit the floor, and that was it. Qantas have done very well by us. They've been very nice and very good about everything.
Given the circumstances, you're very happy with the treatment?
Without doubt. Without doubt.
Oh, it's just horrendous. Just horrendous. That's it. Nothing else.
Can you explain what happened?
Well, I don't know. Sort of the plane just dropped, and the inside of the plane just looks like a complete wreck, like it's been in a plane crash.
And you were strapped in?
Yeah, we were lucky. We were strapped in.
Strapped in, you were out there.
If you weren't strapped in, people just hit the roof and went. They were just being thrown all over the place.
One of those who hit the ceiling was Malcolm Yeo. When he arrived in Perth last night, he had an arm in a sling and a cut on his head.
I was in the tail when it hit, so I had to then get up front where Shelley was, and it was a case of crawling over panels. Most of the roof caved, much of the roof caved in. The airframe must have flexed enough to let a lot of it drop in.
Mr. Yeo said he was in the tail of the plane with Qantas staff members, and they were all seriously injured.
And I'm the lucky one because there were four of us there, and they've got broken limbs and spinal injuries, and they spilt their wine. At least I didn't spill my wine.
Mr. Yeo said he hurt his arm when it was jammed in the ceiling as the plane went down the first time. He said he found himself weightless.
But it was a real slam the first time we hit. And then there was a second one, and I found myself actually in mid-air, unable to drop to the floor and unable to go up to the ceiling.
So you're sort of almost sort of weightless.
Weightless. No, not almost. Absolutely. When I recognised what had happened, that we'd hit clear air turbulence, and that was a case of trying to find a safe spot to land on. What I didn't realise was the amount of demolition that had gone on in the rest of the aircraft. Although we had descended just slightly before that, so I think the crew must have had a warning that they were running into wind shear anyway. But I've never had a wind shear like that. To get slammed by the roof of an aircraft is an experience I can do without again.
Qantas passenger Malcolm Yeo.